the Transportation Security Administration has selected CSC, second time they've done it, to run its technology infrastructure. The $500 million contract has been at the center of just multiple protests since 2008. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller tells us about his conversation with the TSA Chief Information Officer about that contract. So before we delve into the details, walk people through some of the history here about what this contract is. This is a big contract.
This is huge. Now, this, if you want to go all the way back to the beginnings of TSA back in 2002, TSA awarded Unisys what they expected to be about a $1 billion contract back when TSA first set up. To say, okay, we need help setting up our infrastructure. These are not just headquarters, but this is across every airport across the country, which they finally completed. But they've wanted to say, they said, you know, $1 billion is a lot. They've had IG reports. They've had GAO reports. Unisys has been accused of overbilling or of underbilling and mismanagement of the contract by TSA. I mean, this has been a tough contract.
And the initial version of it, it was seen as a pretty innovative contract because it tried to be very results-based, not tell Unisys, then Unisys, how to do the job, but focus on what the end result was.
Right, which was they had the red, white, and blue packages, remember that?
Right, yeah.
And how they said, okay, we want to start with the red one, go to the white one, end with the blue package, get it all set up, get the infrastructure ready to go. So back, this contract was supposed to expire, it was a five-year contract, it was supposed to expire somewhere in 2007 timeframe. In 2007, they gave Unisys actually what they call a bridge contract, and then they actually put the recompete out all the way back in 2008, and immediately Unisys protested the contract before they even got
right.
And then they went through this process again, and they down-selected, and Unisys was kicked out of the down-select, meaning they looked at 10 companies, let's say, and they said these three can do final offer bids. Unisys protested again. And then so TSA said, okay, we're going to let everyone do final bids. And they awarded the contract September 2009 to CSC. Unisys and General Dynamics protested again. So now they got through this protest. GAO actually ruled in favor of both Unisys and General Dynamics in January. They fixed the contract. They awarded it again early this week back to CSC, $489 million. And it's for all the infrastructure. We're talking about seat management services, desktops, laptops, peripherals, voice, and other similar hardware. Also includes program operations, infrastructure management, application integration, engineering support, just the whole kit and caboodle.
Essentially anything technology-wise that you touch to do your job, it's pretty much in that contract.
It's their biggest contract. According to Dr. Emma Garrison-Alexander, the CIO, who actually has only been there for about a year, so she's new to all this, but she said, this is going to cover everything we do. It's our biggest contract, and you know, she's just quite hopeful that this is the last she has to deal with the procurement side of it.
So, and you walked us through the history of this,
crazy.
And they just almost ongoing fighting over it. Why has this been so contentious?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, Unisys is a big contract for Unisys. Mm-hmm. And I think that they felt like that TSA didn't follow through with what they said they do, both in terms of evaluation factors and the way they wrote the contract. They didn't think it was fair. And I think you see that a lot throughout government. When you get big contracts, they become very competitive. And I think that Unisys saw this as, you know, we just want a fair shake. I think that's what they would tell you. And they didn't feel like they got it. So they felt like they had to protest.
My sense from and reading between some of the lines of what executives have said over there is that, yes, we made mistakes, but there were also mistakes on the TSA side as well.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you look at back over the history of this, Unisys has done a pretty good job. I mean, I just a little promo for myself that my Ask the CIO show next week will be with Dr. Emma Garrison-Alexander from TSA. And one of the things she talks about is, look, our red, white, and blue packages, whatever they're called now, they are fully implemented. We got every airport has updated technology that's right, helping us do our jobs better.
You mentioned that this is a big contract, and we've seen that with big contracts, and the contentiousness tends to go along with that. Is this a little bit of a poster child for these big contracts,
yeah,
and what can go wrong?
This is, I think that's a great way to say it, is a poster child for these problems. And as bigger contracts come out, and this actually goes back to the conversation we had earlier this week on the multiple award contracts.
Yeah.
You feel like you got to play. This specific contract, the ITIP contract for TSA, went through the Eagle procurement. And again, this is why vendors believe they need to be on every multiple work contract to at least have the ability to bid on something like this. But at the same time, these are one and done contracts, big task orders, $500 million, and it's high profile. And if you don't feel like you were given a fair shot, you want to protest. And now I know GAO will tell
and
you.
And also, if you don't get on that contract, it could be some of these are 10-year
right.
long.
Well, that's so a whole separate issue.
I mean,
you're
out of the cold for a long time.
Right. You're basically locked out or a subcontractor yeah. to that agency for that time. GAO will tell you, well, bid protests aren't up that much, but in a sense, it's the size of the contracts getting bigger. There's fewer contracts, so there's more contention about, well, I didn't win. I want to know why. And in fact, they're not even out of the woods on this TSA ITIP most recent award. They have 10 days to file a protest. They have to go through the debriefs. So TSA could still face another protest.
Hmm. Going back to the TSA contract more specifically, what happens now? They've awarded right. They have to go through the pre-brief, so no work starts until they debrief all the...
There's a 10-day protest period. Once they get through that 10 days, if no one files a protest, right. then the transition from Unisys to CSC can begin. Mm-hmm. Then you'll probably see it
Which
later
must
this
be,
summer.
That has to be difficult in and of itself, because this is a big contract.
It's a nationwide. It's not yeah. just headquarters or just mm-hmm. a few of the agencies. So I think you're going to see, if they get through the protest period, you may get the transition started 6 months from now, and then it'll take a good year to really get it finished. Hmm. But you know, there's a lot of hope around it because it's not just a new contract, but it's going to save them money and provide them, like every new contract, updated services.
And so that's essentially what TSA will get out. If you're a TSA employee, you have the potential at some point in the future of seeing the latest and the greatest.
Right. And then we're not just talking about, you know, your computer going from a 386 to a 486 or whatever they're called now. But, you know, we're talking more about the applications, the way you do it. I'm sure that there's the Web 2.0, cloud computing, thin clients, all the buzzwords that we hear time and again. I'm sure that was all part of the contract in terms of bringing those infrastructures more up to date, the refresh.
Yeah. A fascinating contract as it's gone over. People going to learn from any lessons from this? I mean, we've said this over. Alliant was this one of these contracts that had multiples of protests, and just the process was very ugly.
You know,
I'm not sure whether we learned any lessons from that.
I think one of the things that people learn is that if you protest, you usually do a pretty good job of winning. Now, again, the GAO statistics will tell you that most protests are not won. You lose most protests. Yeah. And I think the numbers are the truth here. But on these big contracts, they're complicated. They're hard to do. There's not a lot of experience in doing them. There's always mistakes being made. And I think one of the lessons here is that, you know, if you feel like you've been wronged, you protest and you extend yourself out. I mean, you know, Unisys, for their matter, I don't think they did this on purpose, but they worked on this contract for 8 years,
yeah,
you know, and they still may work on it longer, and that's really three or four more years of revenue that they would have gotten normally. I don't think that's a reason why you protest. Let's be clear: the reason why you protest is because you feel like you were wronged or it wasn't fair. The government didn't say what they were going to do. But at the same time, the other piece is, I think big contracts, I think you're going to start seeing agile contracting or chunks. You know, they're going to yeah. take it all as chunks instead of, or modules instead of big one size fits all, because I think that's really difficult to do.
I was telling you, I was at this thing last night where I was hearing from somebody who is considering a protest, and there is a lot of thought, because essentially you're suing the people who if you win, you're going to work for.
You're suing your customer.
You're suing your customer, and it becomes a very... The industry thinks about this before they do it.
And it's expensive, even for big companies, Unisys, CSC, whomever it is. It's a lot of money that they're going to be spending, because, one, procurement lawyers aren't cheap. And two, even if you do it in-house, it takes your in-house lawyer's time to file the protest and follow up with the protest. I mean, this is a very expensive and tough decision. And that's why I think that you haven't seen a huge, huge increase in the number of protests across government, but you have seen an increase, and I think you'll continue to see it.
I know you're heading up to Philadelphia on Sunday for the Management of Change Conference, the Industry Advisory Council and the American Council on Technology.
Ha, very good.
What are you looking to learn from up at MOC?
It's always one of those conferences that you bring a lot of good people, both from government and industry. They have some good topics. I'm excited to hear Christopher Painter from the White House Cybersecurity try to get an interview.
Deputy Cybersecurity.
He's under Howard Schmidt, right. But I'm not sure of the exact title. I tried to get an interview with him. I didn't quite get one, so we're gonna continue try to do that. I'm also excited. You know, Martha Johnson from GSA, the GSA administrator, speaking, and I'm also excited. You're going to be hosting panel on Tuesday.
Tuesday morning, I have the CXO Mixer that I'm doing, and essentially what they do is give people topics, and we've come up with a pretty good series of topics to talk about, and maybe come up with some solutions around some of these issues, like the contracting one, or all the issues that we talk about on a regular basis here. Adrian Gardner, the new CIO over at the
NASA Goddard,
and I are going to be co-hosting that. So,
a co-host?
Yes.
I thought you got rid of your co-host.
I know. Apparently, I'm happy to have Adrian Gardner as a co-host.
Well, he's good.
So that's that'll happen Tuesday.
And we can't forget our colleague Tom Temin's also doing a panel.
And he's doing a panel actually.
He has
a great one.
He's on Monday
with CIOs from around the world.
Mike Carlton from HHS. I think the Canadian CIO,
and there's one other person.
I think an industry one
But talking about the challenges, and then he's actually brought Monday morning. Tom will be coming live from Philadelphia. So
management change,
and I'll be here Monday, and then scoot up there as soon as I finish up here. So we're looking forward to that. You're going to have more on this, as you mentioned, on this the CIO, the new TSA CIO. I think it's her first real interview that she's done.
I'm pretty sure she's speaking at management change on Tuesday. Right. So I got lucky. We're going to have more on Monday on the Federal Drive from my interview with Dr. Garrison Alexander on this specific TSA ITIP contract. And then on my Ask the CIO on Thursday morning, we'll have the full half hour interview about everything TSA, and we'll probably have a report from management of change on Tuesday.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.